Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to grow. If you are struggling, if you're feeling depressed, if you're down, and you know that you need to make changes, it just seems like there isn't a path to do it, then in this episode, we're going to break down how you can create a positive future for yourself and truly feel that inner peace that you deserve. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this episode is actually airing on Thanksgiving. So if you are listening to this, whether it's Thanksgiving or not, thank you so much for you. Because if this message resonates with you, I'm going to break down why you're so valuable and why you're so important and why you have to achieve your positive mindset and your inner peace because of the person that you'll become when you do. So the idea for this message came from someone I was talking to, and they were struggling with depression. They are struggling with depression. And they'd been doing really good for a while, but the past week was just feeling low, not in the energy that they want to be in. And I asked them, you know, if they're feeling depressed, you know, are they, what's going on? And today they messaged me and they said, you know, I've been trying to be so good, but I'm just having those depressive feeling. I'm having those intrusive thoughts, and I really have been trying to be good. And I thought about that statement, and I just really had so much compassion and really feeling of caring and support for everybody that is struggling with those things, whether it's, you know, a temporary depression where you're going through something difficult now, it's chronic, it's something that you've dealt with all your life, the anxiety, you know, whatever it is that's not allowing you to be your most high vibrational self. I felt so much compassion because you are so important. And this is what I truly believe. One, it's not good to be positive and it's not bad to be negative. The good and the bad, that shouldn't exist when it comes to your spiritual state, your energetic state, or your mental state. You are good, you are love, and you are valuable despite what your state is. Whether you're down or high, when you're operating at a high level, you're being positive, you're feeling good, you are still just as good and just as meaningful and just as loved than when you're not in that state. So I wanted to start with that. Like, you need to know that if you're feeling down, you are just as valuable and you are not bad. And when you're feeling up, you are not any better. You are always good energy. But you see, the reason that you have this path, I believe, and why it's so important to help and support you when you're going through those things is because you are creating a unique understanding of pain. You are creating a unique understanding of trauma. And when you come through the other side of it and you find the love, you find the healing, you find that higher power that allows you to operate with inner peace despite the things that you went through, despite the things that are currently going on for you, when you achieve that, not only will the healing be amazing for you, but the healing and perspective that you'll be able to provide others for them to come through it is something else that we could never describe. You cannot measure the value that peace that you will bring is. And so I do believe that you're a hero. I do believe that you came here with a heavy journey. You came here to provide love and understanding for not only yourself, but to be the example and give it to others. But the only way you could have it, the only way you could truly create it, is to go through this unique experience that you're going through. If you didn't, then you wouldn't have the understanding. There's a reason we talk about walking in someone else's shoes. It creates a unique experience. And so if you're feeling down, if you've been struggling, recognize how valuable your success will be on the other end. Don't allow that to be pressure, because there is no timetable on when you need to achieve it. All it should be is an indicator of the path that you should be on. Whatever is most difficult for you, whatever brings out that anxiety, whatever brings out the depression, is the sign of where you should start healing, is the sign where you should start your forgiveness journey, whether it's for you that you're forgiving or you're forgiving other people. Because forgiveness is not for the external thing. Forgiveness is for the internal being within you. When you're able to forgive, you're able to let go. When you're able to love, you're able to be free of negative energy. You see, I don't believe that there's bad energy. Of course, we identify things as bad energy or evil energy, but I don't think that's what it really is. I think that there's the most high vibrational state, love, the energy that we want to be in. You could call that God, creation, whatever that resonates with you. I believe there's that energy. And then there's distance away from it. The further you're away from it, the more hurt you're going to feel, because you're missing the source. And so that's why when we're dealing with anxiety, when we're dealing with depression, when we're not being the version of us that we want to be, or we're in those hurtful situations where someone else is creating the pain because they're absent that love, it hurts so much and it feels so lonely and empty because we're missing the most vital thing there is. But you are a creator. And this temporary experience that we're having, this short 100 years, maybe more, maybe less for each person, but this short experience that we have is an opportunity to create it where it doesn't exist. And when you create it where it doesn't exist, you become the positive force for change. And you can't create where it doesn't exist if you're not at where it doesn't exist. So you, when you raise your vibration, you'll find your next journey. That's why it's so important to me to do this podcast, to do my mission on what I'm focused on, because I believe in you. And you, when you go through your change, you start leveling up, you start becoming this most powerful person that can love and forgive always, despite no matter what is happening, then you will be on the same mission where you know that, okay, I have healed. I have gone through this journey, and now I'm looking for others to help them become the most loving version of themselves. That is the path that you're on, and that is why you matter so much. So the negative thoughts that you can take out of your mind are, one, that you're good when you're being positive, when you're being nice, when you're being friendly, when you're comfortable to be around, and that you're bad when you're not those things. You are not good and you are not bad. You are always joy. You are always love. You just may not know it at that time. You may not be operating in your highest frequency that does exist for you. And the healing journey you got to go on, even though it's painful, even though the road might be long, it could be years of growth. It could be 10, 20, 30 years of learning about yourself, understanding perspective, and learning about others before you truly heal. The harder the journey, the more powerful you will be on the other side. It is always that way. And I know I use the gym and fitness as the example, but I feel like it's so relative to what we're doing. If you want to grow your muscles, you have to break them down. You have to put them through tension. And the more time under tension that they're in, the more they'll break down, but then the bigger they'll grow. So why wouldn't our energy be the same thing? Why wouldn't we have to go through the tension, break it down, for it to grow the right way? To grow the more positive, higher frequency person that you can be, why wouldn't it be through tough times? So thank you so much for picking this journey, for raising your hand, for not giving up. You're tuning in right now, so that means you have not given up. This might be the wake-up call. This might be the reminder, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the 20th, the 30th time where you've heard it, your inner voice saying, let's be different today. Let's find the positive today. Let's go on our healing journey today. And if today's the day, thank you. And if it's not, it's okay. You still have time. Your energy cannot be destroyed. We know that. We know the energy cannot be created and it cannot be destroyed. Whether it's yours or it goes to the collective, I don't know. But your energy, you're in control of it now. You get to decide, am I going to be the product of my external environment? Or am I going to use my creative energy to create the energy that's needed where I'm at? You can do it, and I'm so thankful that you're here to do it. So let's raise our vibration and be the rising tide that lifts all ships.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day, and I hope this podcast really found you at the right time so that you can have a positive and great Thanksgiving. I really appreciate you listening and tuning into every single episode. And if you want to make sure you don't miss one, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link down below. When you sign up, it will keep you up to date with every single episode. And of course, if you want to follow me on social media, I have links down below for those as well. And if you want to support me on Patreon, that link is live. Of course, you will get commercial free versions of this episode. And there's going to be some bonus content like interviews, meditations, a lot of really cool stuff that will be on there as well. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. And I can't wait to talk to you next time.